Well, it's Saturday, March 20th, and I'm going to do a long overdue update. The reason for the delays has been some delays in Helix reporting out data, which appears to be due in part because they're overwhelmed with the number of positives. And the same thing happened with New York. I was expecting an update at the beginning of the week, and I think it was delayed a day according to the date at CSAD, but I think it even might have come out a little bit after the fact there because I looked on Tuesday and I didn't really see it. But the bottom line is these new updates pretty well indicates that the race between the variants and the vaccine indicates that currently the variants are out in front. The sequences in New York, it's the New York variant, which is B1.1.526, and it comes in two versions, which are changes in the receptor binding domain, one of which is E484K, which is the vaccine resistant change that is also in the South Africa and Brazil variants. And that represents more than half of the New York variants. Big numbers were put up on Tuesday from the pandemic response labs. And that's a lab that was created in New York City by the New York Department of Health and a few other agencies. And they have been putting up big numbers that they put out like on March 1st and March 8th. So I was really looking forward on another update on March 15th. It happened on the 16th. I think it was delayed on the 16th. But anyway, there were over 300 with over 200 of them being the one with the vaccine resistance. And so that is taking off in the New York area. I think there's some reports that it's 40% of all of the PCR positives. There's also another big group that's the UK variant, the B117, that is at high levels in New York City also, although it's competing with the other one. So it's probably not rising quite as quickly because the New York variant's giving competition. With New York variant spreading all on the East Coast, actually is all the way down to Aruba now. So that virus is doing very well in the current environment and is increasing. The same thing's happening with the California variant that I thought was impacting Helix because they've been reporting a lot of the two versions of the California variant. Helix is located in San Diego, and so I thought they were possibly being overwhelmed. But then last night, early this morning, really, Helix did put up an update. It was a big update, and they had been stuck at around 450 B117 in Florida. Now they doubled that to almost 900. And the percent didn't go up that much, but I think that they're still at about 50%. But I think that's because the Department of Health has picked things up in Florida, and they're getting some of the samples. I'm not sure exactly how those get distributed, but I know that they've been using the same S-dropout technology that Helix is using. And so they may be siphoning off some of the cases and doing it locally and putting those up so that wouldn't get counted in Helix's total. But the numbers are large in some of the states like Texas and Georgia. The percent positives has now crossed the 50% boundary. It's up to over 60% in both Georgia and Texas. It's around 50% in Florida, and it's 50% for the country. So that's an indication that it's really at the tipping point. And usually once it gets above 50%, the number of cases start to skyrocket, as well as hospitalizations. And it looks like at least the number of cases is starting to go up now. They're not fully reflected in the state totals. They're starting to creep up. But like I say, once it hits 50%, that's really the tipping point, and then things start to take off. So I think between and then there's even the South African variant, which has got double digits now in Florida. Those numbers are going up, and actually that's the Brazil and Florida. Take it back, South Africa. The biggest numbers are in South Carolina, and I think they're up to 44 there, and they're well into double digits in states like Maryland and Virginia. And so, and of course, those also have the vaccine resistant. So those viruses are, those variants are able to increase even with the increase in the vaccination numbers up to 100 million shots. You know, they're not all fully vaccinated. But Biden reached his target of 100 million in 100 days. He hit that 100 million mark yesterday. And it's still going to be a lag. And there's some vaccine hesitancy. And so in the next month or so, supply of the vaccine may exceed the demand if things slow down. But people like on college students on spring break still aren't really in the range for vaccines, so they're not vaccinated. The entire country seems to be easing up, thinking that the pandemic is essentially on the way out the door. And it's being masked because the variants are going up while the other versions are going down. And so there's kind of a plateau that's slowly starting to creep up. But the variants are going to take over and represent the vast majority of the cases. And when that happens, the numbers get very big very quickly.